Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'd dust your best stuff off while the boss is in here, Bill.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Just out of contract.
Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
G'day, it's Billy here. While I'm taking a mini break, and don't I deserve it, the Rush Hour show must go on. And today we've got a ripper. You'll hear from the master coach of Melbourne Storm, old Billy Ake himself, Craig Bellamy, plus a hump day quiz. What have you seen unusual? And one of my all-time favourite fakes, the Pommy Cricketers.
Well, Bill, first, we chat to legendary coach of the Melbourne Storm, Craig Bellamy.
And I'm happy to talk to him because I'm a fellow freezer. We went down the slide together. Well, Craig was up there. He was dressed, you see him? He was dressed as Elsa. And he looked good as a lady. Do you look good as a lady, Craig?
I'm not quite sure to take that as a compliment, Bill, or not.
Did you see the embarrassment that Fat produced on the day, Craig? Did you get to see, made no effort with his uniform, made no effort with the music. He basically embarrassed us all.
I didn't actually see James. Good. I think we were heading to a game, but... sorry, Bill, I did hear about it. Well,
and then we saw, who was it, Cam Munster, I think, and Kenny Bromwich. They tipped the water over Craig. You know what he said? It's about 1 second after it, Jim?
What? Oh, Bill!
And lucky they cut it short, Craig. They had to cut it short, didn't they?
Yeah, it was It was a lot colder than what I thought it was, but I, you know, when you look at what you guys done, you end up in the pool of it. I got lucky there.
Now, you've coached 536 games, 5 premierships. You're the best coach in the country. Now, Craig Bellamy, could you coach an AFL team?
Nah, I don't think so. No, I don't know enough about the game, to be, like a head coach. I think you talk to people and they say, oh, you get the foundations of a coaching system and processes, whatever. But I think you need to know the game, to be quite honest, the skills and the tactics or whatever. But I think the other thing, I think you need to have a passion about the game as well, So, I sort of grew up with rugby league, and that's what I know, and that's what I've sort of stuck
fair
with.
Enough.
Stupid question, Bill.
No,
Craig, what about the young blokes? Like we've just talked about Clarko. We've seen that Sam Mitchell's going to replace him as a very young and inexperienced coach. We tend to go that way in the AFL. These people who are just out of the game, we give them head coaching jobs. Do you need to have gone away? Do you need to have coached your own team? Do you have a belief that you need to have, a level of experience before you can do a head coaching job properly in any sport?
Yeah, I think it's ideal, James. I think it's ideal for a coach, to take over a top job in the AFL, NRL, whatever. But I think it's ideal if they've coached their own team at reserve grade level or under 20s elite or whatever. But having said that, I have seen a few guys that, have gone basically straight from playing into the top job, and they've been, ultra successful, like Ricky Stewart, pops to mind. He basically finished playing, then went straight into a first grade job with the Roosters, and I think he won the premiership that year or the year after. And, he's a really good mate of mine, Rick, and, he's been so successful for the last, 20 years as well. So I think some guys can handle it, but I think most of us, need experience, at that lower level and also as an assistant. But, I've seen some exceptions where, some guys just, very successful straight away.
Hey, another thing we can't get our head around, AFL boys here, is when you got players playing for yourself now and then next year they're going to leave, Josh Adokar and Nicho Hynes. That's interesting to us. We just can't get our head around that, bellyache.
Yeah, obviously it is. For you guys, it's a different system, you know, than what the AFL have got. But, like, and it's always been our system, I suppose. So, we're used to handling it. But the thing that, you know, like, at the end of the day, people leave, you know, clubs to go to other clubs for different reasons. Sometimes you might see as, you know, for selfish reasons. But sometimes, you know, people do it for, you know, obviously the financial and, you know, what's going to be good for their families, or they might be moving back to be close to families or whatever. And at the end of the day, if someone, as with Josh, or, you know, when he decided to go to the Bulldogs, they sat him down, and, you know, at the end of the day, that's a decision he's made. It's, you know, the best decision he thought was for his family.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, as long as he keeps putting in, as long as he doesn't start thinking about next year and, you know, and doesn't put 100% in here,
yeah,
that's when I'll come down on him. But if he keeps putting 100% in and just concentrates on what he needs to do for the rest of the year with us, well, there's no hard feelings. And, yeah, and Josh has done exactly that. You know, he's been 100% with his effort, and, you know, he's, you know, his attitude to training, the mentality to training. So, like I say, we'll certainly miss him, and, you know, we'll miss him as a person too, not just a player, but when he does go, you know, it'll be goodwill from it all around.
Yeah. Hey, we'll let you go. We know you've got much more important things to do. Yes. Congratulations on where you've got the Storm sitting at the moment, a massive run home, and thanks for joining us.
Nah, appreciate it, boys. Thanks a lot.
All
the best. This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird yelled back with infanities.
Profanities. Write that down, please.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to Carlton Draft, and it's hump day, which means it's time for this.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
He's King of Geelong. Come on, Pat, get it right.
Okay, general knowledge, and maybe a footy question. As I have a look over there, maybe not. We have two very good contestants, Jim. We're going out to Mount Waverley and talking to Paul. Hello, Paulie.
G'day, Billy. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. How are you? And what are you up to?
Oh, not too much, mate. Obviously, we've got not much work on these days, so just a bit of grocery shopping and that sort of stuff.
Liam from Pakenham now. G'day, Liam.
Hello, Bins. Hello, mate.
Yeah, Bins as well. What are you up to, Leezy?
Just working, mate. I'm a chippy, building a frame. So.
Leezy.
That's
anyone ever called you Leezy before, Liam?
No, I've never come across Leezy.
He's a chippy, Jim. He'd be at the Pakenham Inn. That's where he'd be. Righto, here we go. First in, please. What is the welcome stranger? And it's not a pub.
Jeez.
A general knowledge one. I knew this. The welcome stranger.
Liam.
Yes, Liam.
Liam.
I'm just going to the post office.
No, it's not a post office.
Paulie.
Too hard, Jim. I thought I'd start a hard one.
All right. Well, Fat.
Do you know what it is?
It's a gold nugget or something, isn't it?
It's the largest gold nugget ever found in Victoria, and it's called the Welcome Stranger, boys. Come on. Righto, here we go. A bit of audio question for you. What movie is this from?
Liam. Jerry Maguire?
Yes.
Jerry Maguire is on the board, Liam. How?
Is Paul there?
Yeah, still here, mate, yeah.
Oh, good, yeah.
All right.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Liam.
Yes, Liam.
Is it a horse?
Now then, Paulie, you've got some ground to make up.
Jim, Paulie's got some ground to make up.
He's got some ground to make up here, Paulie.
Number four, in a bingo game, what number is two little ducks? Paul?
You've got to get your name in there first, Paulie. Before you say 22, you've got to get your name in, all right? So, Paulie.
I don't give it away, but the answer was 22.
Yay! Paulie's on the board.
He's on the board. We've got to ring a ding-ding. All right, here we go.
Another audio question, Paulie. Who is this rock band? Coming out of my cage and
I've been doing just fine. Paul.
Oh, Paulie.
The Killers.
Yeah!
We're too old, Bill. We seem to get here every week.
It's a ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding, Jim.
Yes.
Righto. All right. Here it goes.
This Hang on. Rabbits has got something for you, Fat. You need to look at him.
All right, righto. What is the welcome stranger?
Oh. Lamb.
Yeah. Lamb.
Lamb.
It's the world's biggest gold nugget.
Oh! See, they've learned something, Jim. Oh, they have learned something today.
Bill, you can't ask the same question twice.
Oh, it's my quiz. I'll ask what I want.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
It's the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to Carlton Draft. The Ashes are on this summer as the Aussies look to retain the urn. By the way, you can hear that on Triple M this summer. And back in 2014, after we absolutely crushed the Poms, Bill got into the kitchen.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
No, just come on,
board, Jimmy.
It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
All right, let me at him, Jimmy.
Come on.
Jimmy, Jim.
Yes.
I've been sitting on this bake for a good 2.5 months. 2.5 months, Jim!
I heard you, Bill.
No one asked you to speak, Jim. I swear I'll insert this pen in your eye. If you interrupt me again, you little dweeb! Never in the history of sport has a team laid down and been more pathetic, more insipid, more non-competitive, and more scared than the English cricket team, Jim! Wait! fair dinkum, Jim. They get off the plane with more swagger than Muhammad Ali. And we're hopeless. Never fired a shot, Jim. And I've got a memo for Swan and Pryor and Anderson.
What's that?
Suck! Smug turds! As for Stuart Broad, Jimmy boy,
oh, yes.
Won't walk when he's facing Ashton Agar.
Yes.
Suddenly Mitchy Johnson's whistling through at 155 clicks.
Yes.
The can't get off the ground quick enough! Fair dinkum, Jim! It's like I always say!
Oh, what is that?
Pride always comes before a fall.
Yes.
And we've won the Ashes, so suck on that, you pommy f***ers! Fraidy cats, Jim. Fraidy cats. That's what they are. Weak as piss. WAP. Weak as piss, Jim. 13 games and they lost 12 of them. Suffering your jocks. Go and have a shower. Use some soap.
Stop,
off.
No more.
Just a last stop, drive.
Stop him from talking.
They're weak as piss.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And she says, Patty, what's happened? Patty said, oh, you won't believe it.
So not only a woeful accent, but you've stopped halfway through.
For Carlton Draft, this is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's time to get the family involved.
We put it to Fat in the planning process that we should probably go to the family and have a nice phone topic just to get our great friends involved. And I said, what do you got, Bill? And he goes, no, leave it to me.
Yep.
Leave it to me.
Exactly.
So we go into Beautiful Hose Mary's show, and Bill goes, righto, time for a phone topic.
Yep.
What have you seen unusual?
Yes, Jim. Unusual. I'm the logistics man.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I plan and think ahead. Well,
that's not logistics.
I think it is.
Logistics is how you get stuff from one point to another point. It's a whole different thing.
Anyway, I come up with the ideas. Right. I'm an ideas man.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, while we're talking about what have you seen unusual,
I was
driving the other day from my joint, Bayside, to Kingston Heath Golf Club.
Oh.
So I had to go slice through Cheltenham.
Cheltenham?
And Bill, I'm driving past a school sporting ground.
Yeah.
This is July the 8th.
Middle of July, middle of winter.
Middle of winter.
Yep.
I'm driving past a school sporting ground where an official, properly sanctioned game of cricket was happening.
Cricket?
Umpires.
No.
Uniforms. It may as well have been middle of January. And I'm looking in going, it's July.
Yeah.
Who plays cricket in July?
That's unusual.
Very unusual.
Very unusual.
Like, not dingbats just with a set of stumps.
Fair dinkum. You know,
this is a fair dinkum proper game of cricket.
Wow, we, Jim.
So I thought that's unusual.
That is.
Are we going to Backers Marsh?
We are.
First?
Let's talk to Rick. G'day, Rick.
Hey, how are we going?
What have you seen unusual?
Mate, you are not going to believe it.
Yep.
But last night I saw North Melbourne beat West Coast.
Oh, piss off, Rick.
West Australia. Can you believe it?
Bugger off, Rick.
Oh, that's good.
I don't want to hear from you again.
That is unusual.
Hang up on Ren. Stop that.
That's unusual, Jim.
Stevie's in Carrumdee. Rick isn't winning. Steve, hello to you.
Stephen.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are we?
Good. What have you seen unusual?
Driving home one night, about a year or two ago now, going through a roundabout, and they've got the power poles in the middle of the roundabout and whatnot, and there's this guy, and he's all tucked up to the power pole, Starkers.
Oh, no.
Have a little pair of jocks on, sort of budgie smuggler style. Yeah, and it was about 8, 9 o'clock at night. It was a bit dark, and this poor bastard was standing there. It was tied to the pole, or taped to the pole. It looked like they'd used tape rather than rope.
Oh, no. Bucks party.
That smacks of Bucks party. There's no doubt about
it. At least they left his jocks on, I suppose. Mm. But it was
I figured it was probably a few mates pulling a prank, and they weren't too far away, on going and... You know,
Stevie.
It was in Adelaide. Where would he be tied to?
Stobie Pole. Stay on the line there, Steve. Mickey's in Aspendale. Hello, Mick.
Mick.
Hi there.
What have you seen unusual?
That's Bill.
Sorry, Bill. I was in Cambodia a few years back, and I was in a minibus. We were flying down a sort of like a freeway, and we overtook this car. I looked out to the right, and there was two guys sitting in the boot. There was a shovel holding the boot up, and their feet were dangling over the back. We're probably doing 100 Ks. But then we looked into the car, and the back seat probably had 5 or 6 crowded in it.
Yeah.
And then the same in the front seat, but between the driver and the actual driver's door, there was another passenger.
Oh.
So the guy was driving, and he had a guy between him and the door.
Him and the door.
So they've had about 6, 12, 15 people in the car.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I thought, imagine the cops in Australia if they saw that. Bloody hell.
Two blokes got their feet dangling out the back.
I don't know how you can do that. How can you drive and have someone wedged between your right arm? And that's unusual.
That is unusual.
Are we going to Sunbury?
There we are.
And Dazzling. Hello, Daz.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and lady. How are you?
Beautifully, thank you. Now, what have you seen unusual?
Well, I've seen the Billy of the bird world land on a branch, and I've got a witness to this. My mum was over from England at the time. We were sitting on the back deck having a glass of Rioja, and this big fat pigeon landed on a branch on one of our gum trees, and as soon as it hit it, the branch broke. the bird and the branch fell into the backyard. And the bird sat there like a stunned mullet for about 10 seconds and then went, what the hell was that? And then decided to womble off.
Oh, I love it.
A fat pigeon.
That's it.
It was a very billy-shaped pigeon.
Well, not bad fat.
That's good, Jim. People love it. Just keep it to kiss. That's my system.
Yeah, really pretty much for your life.
Keep it kiss.
Yeah.
So keep it
stupid.
Keep it
simple.
Simple.
Yeah, stupid. That's how he does his whole living, Bill.
Well, and it's worked so far.
Yeah, it's working beautifully from where I'm sitting.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
This is Triple M Rush Hour's best of all, thanks to Carlton Draft. Don't forget, we've been telling you for the best part of 3 weeks that the Carlton Draft 2021 Caulfield Cup sweep is your chance to win $10,000. Entries are closed, so hopefully you are one of the lucky people, and if so, you're going to win some cash no matter where your horse finishes. But also, thanks to Carlton Draft, we got a couple of slabs to give away. All you need to do is head to triplem.com.au and answer a joke for Bill to read out, and he's got two today. Take it away, Bill.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Carlton Draft, serving our nation that brewery fresh taste for generations.
18 plus, drink responsibly.
Thank you, rabbits. Here's today's top entries. This one is from Matt. No matter how much experience and skill you have when building a house, there will always be a flaw in the construction. Get it? Flaw? Yeah, not bad. Well done, Matt. And this one is from Gavin. Husband and wife were in the backyard. The wife turns to the husband and says, "Have you seen the dog's bowl?" The husband said, "Nah, I didn't even know he played cricket." I reckon I went with this one 2 months ago. But anyway, not bad from Gav. I like that one. Well done. You win a slab, of course, Gav. And so to you, Maddie. There you go. Some more jokes for our good friends at Carlton Drive.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.